BLP Radio. BLP
Radio. Can you tell me what's your name, your instrument, and where do you come from?
Kia ora, my name is Charlotte. I play the cello and I'm from New Zealand.
Hello, I'm Beatriz and I play the violin and I sing and I'm from Portugal.
Hello, I'm Lara. I'm from Chile and France and I play charango.
Where were you for the trio concerts today? Tell us.
We were in Évry, in the mall of Évry called Évry 2, l'Agora, in a small space of the mall called Microfolie, and that's a place where there are some activities and a Fab Lab, and also it's a museum from La Villette, and so there are some piece of art in that can be presented, and etc.
What was the audience age?
So it was mainly adults from a community. I don't know the name, I think. Do you know?
I wrote the name somewhere, but it's a community where disabled people can work, can find some tools to go back to work.
How was it? So after like a week playing in a big orchestra with like 20 people, 18-20 musicians, how was it to be all of a sudden being like a small trio, maybe a bit more exposed? How was that fun? Did you have to adapt arrangements, come up with new stuff, seeing as it was a smaller kind of group?
I really, really enjoyed it. Beatrice and Lara are really good musicians, so I had a lot of fun playing with you guys. And I think what I liked about the smaller group is I felt like we almost didn't need to arrange and we could be super spontaneous. So we came up with sort of a rough structure of what we wanted to do, but it actually changed during the concert a few times, right? Yeah. We just felt like we wanted to do another round or we wanted to play it a little bit faster. So for me, just the spontaneity of a small group was a lot of fun and, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say especially after knowing the music, so we have rehearsed the music and arranged it, so it felt like a next stage of the development of this song. So it felt like, okay, we arranged this for the big orchestra and now it's a next stage of exploring in a different way. And this formation, we had only strings and it was really fun to hear it in this more tiny way, in a way, you know, like in a more acoustic, cozy.
Yeah, we'd say almost the same. But a good moment to get more into the tune also, to practice and be, like, if you play in chords, I mean, you have to know the chords, which is, it's not challenging, I might say, but you have to know it and it's good to for practicing. And also the sound that we found together was so nice that with the vocals in all our strings, I really, really enjoyed it. And I think it's enough.
And what tune did you play?
We actually play this as a tune that we are not playing in yet in the concert, which is from New Zealand, that Charlotte taught us, and it's very beautiful. So it was really nice to be able to do that as well, to bring something new. And we did Tus Ojitos from Chile. We did the Portuguese two tunes, so Eu Vou Ser Como a Tua Pera, de Zeca Afonso, and Redondo. I don't know if I need to specify, but I'm not, yeah. And we did the French Bourrée, which we had the opportunity to teach the dance to the audience, which was cool. And what else did we do?
Nardanina from Georgia, because it's a vocal tune, and we, the three of us, knew the voices, which was in. It was very nice to sing it at the opening of the session.
Yeah, we ended with Flowers and Olives, which is a from America, an old time tune. Mm. Yeah, but super upbeat, super full of energy, and it was a really nice way to end the concert, I think. Yeah.
Was there any like funny incidents, or was there like a highlight, or like sometimes like, you know, funny random stuff can happen in these concerts? Did anything happen? Like anything
good? At the end of the concert, one guy came to me with the lyrics he wrote in Spanish. And at the beginning, I didn't really get the point because he just gave me the paper and kind of asked me, can you sing it? And I was like, but I don't know the tune. And he wrote lyrics for a tune and asked me to write a song with the lyrics.
On the spot?
Not on the spot, but just okay. Gave me the paper and I took the number of the residency and then we'll see. I'll ask my Chilean friends to help me on the project.
And there was a woman there as well who also sketched us while we were playing. So while we were playing, I saw and I thought maybe she was like doing a review or something. I was trying to figure it out. But afterwards, she showed us she'd done a sketch of each of us and of the charango as well. Super beautiful. Such a nice moment. Yeah.
And I would say an extra thing is like I found really curious that there were two kids in the audience and they asked both the same question, which was, how can you memorize all these tunes? And then the other kid was like, how can you memorize all these lyrics? And then we were honest and said, oh, we had our notebook next to us.
Finally, could you describe this experience in three words? Maybe one each?
Wholesome.
Spontaneous.
Can we say intimate or... Yeah. Intimate.
Yeah. Intimate. BLP Radio.